The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton. If you want to learn about the plant and animal life that surrounds us where we live, Chuck Lura's Natural North Dakota essays offer fascinating glimpses of the biological life that Chuck teaches his students about at Dakota College at Bottineau. Today, his Natural North Dakota essay offers an indoor activity for the season under the title Winter Reading.
It's often this time of year when the days are short and temperatures are often below zero that the outdoors is not as inviting as we'd prefer. That's when we often look to the bookshelf to help us out. I was thinking about all that recently and thought that you might appreciate some suggestions on some good books related to nature. So here are a few books I've enjoyed, in no particular order, but all of them are nature-related, most relevant to our region, and some are from a historical perspective. Perhaps the most widely read and highly regarded book on nature and a land ethic is Aldo Leopold's The Sand County Almanac from 1949. Leopold himself said it best, and I quote here, "There are some who can live without wild things and some who cannot. These essays are the delights and dilemmas of one who cannot," unquote. It's an easy read and a must read for anyone interested in nature and natural resource management. Any book by Sigurd Olson is good. His books include Listening Point, Wilderness Days, The Singing Wilderness, and Reflections from the North Country. Sigurd Olson was extremely instrumental in getting the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness established. His book, Runes of the North, is about the haunting appeal of the wilderness and the tales and legends, reflections, and adventures set in the vast wilderness of the North that sweeps from the Quetico Superior in Hudson Bay to the Yukon in Alaska. Chapter titles include Cranberry Bog, The Swamp Buck, Ghost Camps of the North, and Wild Rice. Paul Arrington's The Red God's Call is a book almost everyone can relate to. You accompany Arrington in his formative years as he hunts, traps, and explores his boyhood home in eastern South Dakota. It could be subtitled Neat Things I Did as a Kid. He also colorfully describes battling the wits of a wily coyote. If historical ecology and observations on nature is up your alley or prairie trail, consider early journals such as those of Lewis and Clark. Also, those of Joseph Nicollet on the Plains and the Prairie, the expeditions of 1838 and 9 with journals, letters, and notes on the Dakota Indians, edited by Edmund Bray and Martha Coleman Bray from 1976. It includes, for example, Nicollet's description of their trepidations of traveling for several days between the James and the Cheyenne Rivers while surrounded by herds of bison. There are many other good books, of course, but if you're so inclined, find at least one good book about nature and read it this winter. I've listed a few of the other books along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Bottineau. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.